Welcome back. The Power Hour is rolling along here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Femi Abebefe, PJ Glasser. 20 minutes from now, our Power Hour plays. Bets in Major League Baseball, the WNBA, and for me, college football, because I'm not going to be here the rest of the week. So I'll give out my college football bets for Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Dude, we have college football for five straight days. Thursday, Friday, you don't have Saturday. To tell me. It's like, it's insane. Will you leave the couch starting Thursday, PJ? No. Yes or no? No.
No.
No. Will the glass man get sunlight starting on Thursday?
No. No. It's all. Will he gain a few pounds? Yes. Just take all the the overs. The dent that will be imprinted on my couch, Femi. It'll take days to recover from. I mean, I'm gonna be firmly acquainted with the. Lots of TV watching over the next 5 days. Can't wait, man. It's awesome. I mean, this is the last. Yesterday was like the last Monday without football until 2026. We're gonna get Thursdays without football all year now. It's gonna be awesome. So. We made it. We're finally here. Can't wait for all the games.
You know, that's like always the crazy part about the NFL season, because we spend months talking about these week one games. And It always hits me. I think, like, because we get the week one games and we get Monday Night Football after the Sunday slate. And you're like, oh, man, okay, we get to react. And all of a sudden on Wednesday, it's like, hey, guys, there's a game tomorrow, week two. We're here. And, like, you're just in it. Like, you're not used to being in it. You're not used to being in the cadence of it all. But then week one comes, and it comes and goes. And then all of a sudden, here's week two. Bang. Commanders at the Packers. What do you think? It's like, whoa, can I catch my breath? No, you cannot is the answer to that question. But it's a fun time of year. We absolutely love the NFL. Also, this, I'll ask you this, because I was thinking about this the other day. With, like, the YouTube Sunday Ticket multi-view, I love it. I'm a big fan. Every year, without fail, the first about 10 to 15 minutes, 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Pacific, first 10 to 15 minutes, my head is spinning. Like, you're just not in, like, game-watching shape. And I say that as an absolute degenerate sicko. Like, you're not in game-watching shape for the first, like, 10 to 15. I'm like, okay, I got the game here. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I'm trying to get my bearings almost. I'm just, it's overload. But it's a great overload. And then, like, you kind of ease in once you get to halftime. But, like, that first jolt, like, you're excited. And then all of a sudden, you're just like, oh, what do I keep tabs of? This is happening. Oh, this is happening. You're not there. You know, like that's why I watch the preseason. I need a training camp just to watch games. Like, that's what I need, man. I mean, maybe college football this weekend will help us kind of, like, have a training camp of getting used to kind of keeping tabs of, like, 6, 7, 8 games going on all at one window.
See, it's funny that you get caught off guard at the start of the game, because I get caught off guard at that first witching hour of week one, when you're just back in it and all these games are coming down to the wire. You know, like, it's one thing when they're all starting and you get all these kickoffs going off and you're like, man, like, we got 8 NFL games. But the witching hour, when you get sweating out all these bets and all these games hit the fourth quarter, and you're reminded of just how good the NFL is, because all these games, like, come down to the wire. There's a reason the spreads are what they are. I mean, they're so sharp. So for me, it's actually, like, the end of those 1 o'clock Eastern time games when I'm watching them all come down to the wire. Every year, I always get reminded, I'm like, NFL, it's ridiculous how close. Because with college, you get all these games, right? But, I mean, there are so many. Some of them are like ESPN Plus. They're buried away. A lot of these games are blowouts. I mean, we got teams favored by like 40 points in week one. But those NFL games, when they're just coming down, Femi, they're just, when it's like, bang, game-winning field goal in Atlanta, 4th and 12 in Dallas. You know, like, we're going all over the board. I'm like, man, this is the best.
Gets you fired up, doesn't it?
It gets you fired up, man. It does.
It's a really great time. And to add it on top of all the sweats, your survivor pool, early and often, the sweat is real from minute one. And for those who might not know, like, the uninitiated, like, NFL survivor pools, they're really, really fun. And they seem a lot easier than they actually are. But if you don't know, it's a really simple concept. Weeks 1 through 8, your goal for every single week is to pick one team to win the game outright. Not against the spread, just to win the game outright. The caveat is, though, you cannot use that team later on in the season. So it's like kind of like a choose wisely kind of adventure. Like once you pick that team, if they win and you advance, then you can't go back to the well. So you can't just say, I'm going to pick the Eagles every week, or I'm going to pick Kansas City every week. No, you got to kind of have some sort of a plan. And then you factor in a little bit of game theory as well, which is probably what gets me into a little bit of trouble, because I like to play like a certified madman. That's my survivor strategy. It's not for the faint of heart. Like, it is just like, if you're timid, you're not, and you're scared money, it ain't for you. Because like, my strategy is to roll the dice. I do believe that's the optimal way to try to win Survivor. Some people, they play a little bit closer to the vest. You know, who's the biggest favorite that week? I'll go with that team. And more often than not, those teams win. But early in the season, we just got done saying it in the last segment, these point spreads, they're not as accurate as they are in November and December. You might think you have a big favorite and a safe choice, but that team might stink out loud, as we saw last year with the Cincinnati Bengals removing people from the paint almost on a weekly basis at the beginning of the season. So, PJ, how do you play Survivor? What's your tips? What are your strategies for week one coming up next week?
I'm the opposite way of you, Femi. So you like to roll the dice early on in the season. I try and play it as safe as I possibly can for as long as I can.
He's punting on fourth and one. PJ.
Because, Femi, here's the thing. Here's the thing, right? These teams that everybody wants to save, the Bills, the Ravens, the Chiefs, right? All the top teams. Well, what happens if Mahomes gets hurt? What happened if Josh Allen, right? Like, what injuries happen? So I don't want to play that game where, like, oh, week 13 when the Bills are home against the Saints, that's when I'm saving. But what if Allen's hurt? Then you're screwed, right? So I let, in Survivor Pools, I hope there are people like you out there, Femi, that are thinking, you know, man, let's roll the dice. Let's take a nice pick 'em in week one. Let's get crazy. you go right ahead, Femi. You play that game. I try and play it as safe as I possibly can. I let people take chances. I try and last for as long as I can in Survivor, because that's the way I approach it. Is, man, injuries can they shake up everything, and you never know who's going to turn out to be good and who's going to turn out to be bad. So yeah, man. Now I will say there is a pick 'em type game that I am mulling over in week one.
Ooh,
that
I feel okay, Glassman.
Pretty okay. Good about. I feel pretty good about. I think we might be on the same side, Femi, because I just saw you text something in the are we going to war with Danny Dimes and the Colts in week one? Is that the Survivor play?
I cannot do it. I'm a crazy person with Survivor. I'm not going down with Daniel Jones. I'm not doing that. But like, in terms of being like an optimal strategy, picking a team that's not going to be popular amongst your pool, it's probably a really good play. Like, it probably is, but I'm not going to live that life. I think there's some other teams that we could go down swinging on, some contrarian favorites, if you will. So I have a list of teams. I have three teams that I'm considering right now for Survivor. I'm curious to see how many teams you have. But the three teams that I have right now, the first one, the Jacksonville Jaguars at home against the Carolina Panthers, they're a 3-point favorite. The second one, and this goes against everything that I believe in, but I actually am starting to come around to maybe this team might be a little bit more contrarian after what happened last year and what's happened over the last like 3 years, essentially. The Cincinnati Bengals are on my short list for Survivor in week one. They're a 6-point favorite right now on the road against the rival Cleveland Browns. And then finally, I mean, you have to probably consider Denver. I'm not going to pick Denver. I don't think I will, but they're on the short list because they are a pretty big favorite at home against a non-division opponent. It just makes a lot of sense. I'll say this right now. Denver's going to be the most popular play. So like, if you're looking to avoid the masses, don't pick Denver. But if you just want to like feel good about your selection, because hey, like, there's no guarantee that they win the game. Now, they're a pretty good favorite to win it, but it's not guaranteed. If you want to feel good going in, Denver is probably your option right now as an 8-point favorite, and that's probably going to go even higher by the time we get to kickoff. So those are the three teams I'm considering, PJ. Who are you considering for week one?
So same teams, two of the same teams as you. Broncos, definitely. Bengals, for sure. And then the Colts, as I was talking about. I don't think I'll get there with the Colts. The Broncos will end up being my pick. Everybody's going to be on Denver, like you said, but that's the team I'm going to go with. If Cam Ward goes into Denver in the altitude against that defense and he beats them, I'll tip my cap and I'll go out a loser in week one for the second straight year, man. But that's the way that's the way we're gonna roll. I think that's why the Bengals, though, are also a good option, because how many people got screwed by Cincinnati last year and won't go back to the well, right? And they know the history of Joe Burrow and how he plays against the Browns, especially in Cleveland. And there will be fewer people that bet that take Cincinnati in survivor pools than I think maybe you would expect, because they're nervous with the Bengals. But Femi, as bad as that defense was and as bad as they were last year, again, if you go back and look at the Bengals' schedule, like, these are the type of games that they won. Outside of New England in week one, if you take away that game, all those other games when they were big favorites, they won those games and they normally covered those games. It was when they went up against the top teams in the NFL with top quarterbacks, those are the games that they won. So Zach Taylor, the Bengals, they've been making an emphasis, right? Playing the starters, getting off to a good start. They know that is what's been hurting them. So that extra focus, divisional rival, knowing it's a team that you've been struggling against, like, I don't think it's going to be the same Bengals team that we have seen the last few years start seasons. I think it's going to be a different kind of team. I know the defense is really, really bad. I get it. But, like, if you're going to want that defense, wouldn't it be against the Browns offense? Like, isn't that one of the offenses that you would want it against? So I'll probably end up going Denver, but I like the Cincinnati look too, man. I like the look because I don't think many people are going to be on it as much as you would think they would be.
Yeah, I think they're going to be the contrarian, like, bigger favorite, if you will, because Denver's going to be popular. Arizona, who we've not talked about yet, like, the Cardinals are going to be very popular because everyone has heard all season or all offseason long how New Orleans sucks and it's going to be Rattler and the team stinks. And I think people are kind of bullish on Arizona being like a sneaky dark horse team. So I think Arizona is going to be your second most popular. Washington, probably your third most popular. I feel like people are going to try to save Philadelphia just because of the Super Bowl champions and say, hey, I could use Philly somewhere else. But you'll get some people that take the Philadelphia Eagles. But, like, amongst those teams that are playing on Sunday, like, of the big favorites, I think Cincinnati is going to be pretty clearly the fourth option, which, like, that's not going to give you the maximum, like, value, like, taking, like, an Indianapolis would and the Colts end up winning to where it's like, okay, cool, I got by with the Colts and I still have all these other good teams to my disposal. But I do think you do gain an edge by taking the Cincinnati Bengals. So, like, I'm seriously considering Cincinnati for my week one survivor pool pick, because also, too, based on where I'm coming from, I don't like the team. So I don't really want to save the Bengals. Like, I'm not like, hey, look, oh, I can get Cincinnati against this other team. Nah, I'm good. like, I don't need that. So I think the Bengals might end up being my option. Jacksonville, you don't have them on your list. It's going to be a scary game because I think it's going to be a shootout. But, like, that's another team where I want no parts of saving them, but I do think they're better than Carolina. The thing that concerns me, though, is that defense, I think, stinks. And there's a chance that this is last team with the ball wins. And with your survivor ticket, it's hold on to your butt if that's the case. I've lived through that in years past. It's not a fun experience whatsoever. You didn't give any consideration to the Jaguars at home as a field goal favorite?
Want no part of that. At all. None. Zero part of Jags Panthers. Liam Cohen making his first start, right, his first game coaching for the Jags. Lawrence is coming back from injury. What makes that game so interesting, Femi, is I think Bryce Young and the Panthers remind me of a lot of what the Jags were a couple years ago, where Trevor was the number one pick in the league, all these expectations coming into the NFL. Year one as a rookie, disaster with Urban Meyer. Year two, second half of the season, looks awesome. They get their way into the playoffs, go on that big win streak. Everybody's expecting big things in year three, and it just didn't happen. Look at Bryce Young and the Panthers. Year one, Frank Reich, disaster. Year two, gets off to a bad start, but then we start to see some really good things last six, seven games. So they're kind of headed on, like, the same plane. Like, I see a lot of Bryce and the Panthers of what I saw with Jacksonville, and I just want to kind of watch them play the first couple games. Like, I don't think I'll bet Carolina the first couple weeks of the season. So because of that, I just can't get involved with them in Survivor. And I just don't want to bet Jacksonville either.
Yeah. Would you ever take an underdog? Because, like, that's like they say that you should never take an underdog in Survivor. And there's some point spreads where it's like, all right, it's a 1-point dog. It's pretty much a coin flip. I wouldn't mind it, but like, I don't. I feel like amongst the underdogs, I actually would probably end up taking Miami. I know you said that you're on Indianapolis. I think I'd actually take the Dolphins as the team, just because I think that, like, hey, maybe it's just Tua's healthy. Tyreek is feeling good early season. Their pass rush should be really good. The secondary is weak as hell, but like, it's also Daniel Jones at quarterback. Can he exploit it? I don't know. I could see Miami, though, having a performance where they kind of try to shut up the haters after getting all that slander throughout the offseason, and some of it coming from this very show here on You Better You Bet, as we're not too big on the Miami Dolphins and dead coach walking, aka Mike McDaniel. All right, on the other side, all of our bets for tonight and this weekend with college football coming up to wrap up the show here during the during the Power Hour here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.